Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell Porter, and I'm a life and relationship coach. And each week we talk a little bit about authenticity, what it means to be authentic in our lives, and how it helps us pretty much in every area of our lives. I have a very special person today who really knows how to be authentic. But before I talk about her, I want to talk a little bit about some of my new programs. I have a brand new program which I've launched called The Majesty in You. And this is a program where you can begin to see what's majestic inside of you. What's inside of you that's divine and majestic? How to tap into that and how to let that grow so much that not only you will feel it, you will see it, but others will as well. And I can guarantee you that it will change your life. If that sounds interesting to you, just check my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. And click on Majesty in You, and you will have all the information there. So today I have a very special guest. Her name is Ardess Michael. She's the owner of Global Success Coaching. She's a certified Law of Attraction life coach, a business entrepreneur, a transformational author, and a speaker. And they actually call her the Happy Life Coach. And one of the most exciting things for me in having met her is that she just received her Law of Attraction certification. I mean, she's been coaching for a long time, but she has her certification, and she's 72 years old. So it's never too late to follow your dreams and to be who you are and to be authentic. Isn't that true, Ardess?
Absolutely. It is never too late.
I'm so happy to have you on my show today. Welcome.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the opportunity of sharing with your audience the good news that I have.
So, you know, tell us, Ardess, I mean, you've had a pass, you know, at 72 years old, which I want to say 72 years young. Because
there I am, yes.
Old does not even begin to match you in any way. You have so much energy. I'm always seeing your postings. You're going everywhere at every time, and so that's not a good word for you. So at 72 years young, tell us how you got to this place. You know, tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, thank you. Mari, I was born, as we all are, knowing absolutely that we are the creator of our own reality and that there's no exception to that. And when I came to Earth, I was eager to explore and to expand and to be and do and have it all, everything that I would want to desire. But as most of us, as I grew up, I was trained out of that truth, out of the truth about who I authentically am. And I picked up many, many limiting false beliefs from well-meaning people, my parents, teachers, ministers, and others. And I soon came to falsely believe that I was separate and unworthy. And yes, I lived much of my life, most of my years, trying to please others so I would feel loved. I spent so many years seeking happiness and fulfillment outside of myself. And Mari, consequently, I struggle greatly, grieving the death of my small son, struggling through no less than 5 divorces, the destruction of, this destruction of my home by an earthquake and the loss of another home by fire. I had a near-death experience when I miscarried the quintuplets that I was carrying, and I experienced several business failures, to name just some of the contrast and confusion that I was unconsciously creating along my path. you know, life for me then, Maury, was like riding a roller coaster on steroids. I was living life based out of fear and struggle and resisting all the joy and the fun of the ride that I came to have. And one day, when I finally gave up trying to be this perfect person according to other people's definition, I literally fell to my knees one day in a complete and total letting go of all that struggle, all the struggle that was based in these misguided beliefs, my need to control life circumstances by seeking love and validation outside of myself. And that is when I opened to the answer of who I truly am. I rediscovered in that moment my awesome alignment with the oneness of the universe, and I reawakened to my purpose for being here. I moved out of scarcity right then and there and into the unlimited abundance that I experience now every day in every way in every area of my life. And today, I no longer live my life from the outside in, living that unfulfilling blueprint that others led me to carve out. I now authentically live from the inside out, consciously, deliberately creating all that I want to be, do, and have in every area of my life. And Maury, it just keeps getting better and better and better.
Wow. What a story. You know, my story isn't that much different from you in the sense that I, like so many other people, like you and most other people, especially women, was looking to be validated, was looking for someone else to say, I love you, you're okay, everything's good, because you please me, and I like you, and I like the way you are. And usually that doesn't happen. I mean, that doesn't really happen.
No,
and so I came to a place where I was so miserable, like you, I was so miserable, I said, you know, life can't continue this way. So I'm not going to talk about my whole past, but just to say that, yeah, I know what you've been through. I also know the glory of having discovered who we really are, how majestic that is, and living from that truth. And that's what you're here to talk about today.
Indeed.
So I know that you just received your certification. Congratulations. But I know that you've been working with Law of Attraction for a really, really long time.
Yes,
and obviously you're using it in your life extremely effectively. And so many people like to talk about the Law of Attraction. You know, so many people like to say, oh, I'm thinking about what I want, that's going to get me what I want, and go on into those kind of talking, which really doesn't bring us anything. Tell us a little bit about what your main message for the listener is today.
My main message is to have you really know that no matter where you are right this minute, no matter what your current circumstances are, no matter what you've experienced in your life so far, that you too can have, you have that birthright, you have the natural ability to consciously and deliberately choose to reconnect with the awesome, unique individual you truly are, and to create your life from here on into one of authentic happiness, joy, peace, and unlimited abundance. I know it can be done. I've done it, and I'm seeing it happening in the lives of my clients all over the world. This is my promise to you, and it is my commitment as a Law of Attraction life coach.
Beautiful. So tell me, you know, one of the things that you coach others in, you shared with me, is you teach others to freely dare to share the dream. I just love those words. Well, my show is called Dare to Be Authentic, so using the word dare. And I use the word dare in my show because, and in my coaching, is because it's not always easy to be authentic, you know. A lot of people are not going to like you anymore. They're going to drop away. And, of course, we have the fear of people not liking us as we begin to step in our authenticity. So it takes courage to say, this is who I am. This is what I want to do. This is who I want to be. And so tell us a little bit about the dare to share that you use with your clients.
It's so worth stepping out of your comfort zone, isn't it, Mari?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It is so delicious. Well, my journey for the last 43 years has been devoted to learning how to implement the laws of the universe into every area of my own physical reality. And the greatest of these laws is the law of attraction. Simply put, the law of attraction says what we love most or what we fear most is what we always experience as our own unique personal reality, and there are no exceptions. Based on the law of attraction teachings of Abraham Hicks and trained in the powerful processes I learned as a full-time student in Christy Whitman's Quantum Success Coaching Academy, otherwise known as the QSCA, I am able today to coach others how to easily come back home into their own empowerment and how to be totally free to live life in awesome abundance.
Beautiful. And that does take, like you just said, it takes taking a step. It takes stepping out of your comfort zone. And one of the ways I explain sometimes to my clients is, when you begin to take a step, at least it is this way with me, when you begin to take a step towards something unknown, because if you've never done it before, it's unknown, so it's kind of scary.
Yes.
It's like having a flashlight that illuminates your feet and just maybe several feet in front of that, but the rest you can't see. But
yes,
right where you're standing and just a few steps so that you don't trip and fall or anything happens to you, it's beautifully illuminated. After that, you don't see anything. And so I read that once, and I thought, that's just a beautiful way. And I envision that sometimes when I'm taking a step that's new or doing something new. And it's just a beautiful way to say, okay, it's a little scary, it's dark over there, and I can't really see what's ahead, but I know that my step here, here, and here is secure.
That's such a wonderful way to put it, Mari, such a wonderful way. Yeah, when you look at the big goal, it is scary. I remember when I was running track when I was in high school and I was told to run the laps really, really big and they were going to tie me in on that. I looked out there at that track and it was humongous. And I thought, I'll never do it. And I'm a little person, so I probably take three times as many steps or runs as the next person. I thought, I can't do this. And my coach said to me then, Ardith, just look at your feet. Just look where you are now. Don't try to be scared about where you're going because you'll get there. But if you keep focused on where you're going, you're going to trip. All right.
That was very, very wise. Very wise of your coach. And it's so true. And we sometimes look, like you look at something, maybe you're going for more schooling or starting a new program or whatever it might be. Like when I started this radio show, you know, you look at everything you have to do and all the things you have to accomplish and all the tests, and you're like, oh, my gosh. But if we just look at what's right ahead of us,
yes,
it's so much simpler just to take that step, take that piece, and do the best with that. And then the next will unfold, and the next will unfold. As Abraham Hicks likes to use that word, and I love that word, unfold.
Oh,
very,
yes,
very beautiful.
It does.
Very, very nice.
And it does so in such a delightful way. You know, the universe loves every one of us. It's friendly. It's a friendly universe. We've not been trained to believe that about it, but it is. And it loves to delight and surprise you. So when you just state what you want from your heart, feeling what it is you're wanting, and just let go and trust. You don't have to know how it's going to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your job. Your job is just to be clear about what you want. And the universe will bring it to you. And it'll come in the most delightful, surprising ways. It's just, sometimes it's really funny.
Yeah.
Things,
yeah, sometimes,
and places,
hilarious.
And people and things that show up. You would never have thought of that in a million years.
Absolutely. So true. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Attention book lovers. Story Girl, the latest release from Katherine Carlson, a comical tale of womanhood in the 21st century, is available now at Amazon.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out her acclaimed memoir, Arrows Across Eons, Becoming Tina Turner, a story about synchronicity, serendipity, and the magical musical rhythms of the universe.
Who are you?
I'm a wife, a mother.
Who are you?
I'm a sister, a daughter.
Yes, but who are you?
Well, I have a busy career.
Who else are you?
Well,
At midlife, we often find ourselves in the midst of changes, and roles that used to define us no longer seem enough. We need to get back to finding our authentic selves. Second Spring Adventures, helping you answer the question, who are you? SecondSpringAdventures.com.
Hi, we're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm Mari Mitchell Porter, and I have my special guest, Ardis Michael. They actually call her the Happy Coach. So, Ardis, why do they call you the Happy Coach?
Well, happy is contagious, isn't it? You know,
sure is.
I'm happy, Mari, because I discovered through my own experience that glass slipper I was seeking outside of myself turned out to be a warm, fuzzy coaching booty inside my heart. And I'm happy. I'm happy. It does. It feels that way, you know. I'm at home. I'm happiest when I have any opportunity to share the good news that the light at the end of the tunnel is not a freight train coming to run us over. That light is who we each truly are. You know, the words don't teach. Only experience does. And when I coach my clients how to experience this for themselves, that's then when they get authentically happy too, and they can easily dare to share their dreams with the world. It happens every time. And it just gets better and happier.
That's the best part. And happier. So no wonder you're the happy coach, because your clients end up being happy too. So, hey, why not? Who doesn't want to be happy? And talking about that glass slipper for a second, that made me think something when you just mentioned that. How uncomfortable would a glass slipper be? Think about that. When I was a kid and I used to listen to Cinderella or see it on TV or listen to the story, I always used to think, doesn't that slipper cut her foot? That was, you know, as a child, that was my thought. But when you just said, it's a cozy fuzzy, it's a coming home. Wow, what beautiful words. It's a coming home to you.
It is.
It's a coming home to who you are.
And I had that same response when I heard a glass slipper. That's grief.
I thought, wow.
How can you dance in that?
Yeah, how could you even put it on without cutting yourself? It always confused me, but it makes sense because it's going after something that really isn't comfortable. Why? Because it doesn't fit you. It's not you. It's not who you are. So there's a lot to be learned about that glass slipper. Wow. I'm getting all these ideas now. I'm going to have to go blog about it. So let's get back to you. I want you to tell our listeners how to get a hold of you, your website, any programs that you have right now, any offers that you have right now, so they can get a hold of you and they can know where you're at.
Well, my website is, I'm not real techno savvy, so I didn't know when I created this website, and it's still kind of a little skeleton thing. It's growing too, it's expanding. But the company is Global Links Success Coaching. And I spell success with dollar signs. So if my listeners want to type in www.globallinks, GLOBALINKS, coaching.com, then they can get to my website. Otherwise, and even on the website, they can email me, Ardis, ardath at globallinkscoaching.com. And for the listeners, I'm offering a free one-hour coaching session with me. This is a value of $250. I'm offering it to anyone who is ready to become all that they've been wanting in life right here, right now. All you need to do is email me, ardath@globallinkscoaching.com, and we'll schedule an appointment, and you'll be well on your way.
Fantastic. Beautiful. Make sure to do that. If you're ready to step into something new, remember, you can't change the circumstances in your life by doing the same thing you've always done. I always tell my clients, you have to be willing to do something you've never done before. And that sounds scary. I mean, well, I'm not asking you to jump off a cliff, but you have to be willing to do something you've never done before. So, you know what, Ardath? Sometimes, for me, that something was taking care of me. That something was taking time for a bubble bath. That something was taking time to connect with Source, connect with deep inside of me every morning, no matter what. That was the special something I had to do.
And
it was not so much scary as it was difficult because I wasn't used to doing that. I was used to getting up, dunking a coffee down my throat and running out the door, you know?
Yes.
And so, we have to do something different. We have to do something we've never done before because obviously what we're doing is not working if our life is not happy and full of joy, peace, prosperity, you name it. Very good. So tell me a little bit about Dare to Share the Dream process. What do you think is the most important thing that you start with your clients?
I start by having them understand that we live in a vibrational world. This world is made up of energy. You look at any object around you, and it appears to be solid, but inside, if you have the ability, as science does, you can see that it's constantly moving. It's motion. It's energy in motion. Mm-hmm. I would have them begin to understand that they are made of that energy, that they came from that source energy, that pure field of source energy, and they came to Earth as an extension of that. And when they reconnect with who they truly are by letting go of who they have been trying to be through the techniques and the processes I give, most of which came from Abraham Hicks. But those processes are so fun and they're so easy and they work. My clients get results immediately. And then again, because I can give processes all day long, but if the client doesn't take that step, if they don't put that into practice, just one step at a time, once they begin to do that, the momentum begins and their life, they can absolutely see evidence of it changing all around them, in their relationships, in their health, in their friendships, and in their wealth, in everything. It affects all areas of their life. And life starts getting sweeter and sweeter.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And one thing that I wanted to say when you were saying they have to let go, you know, you said earlier when you first introduced yourself how you were being before you had these revelations.
Yes.
Who everyone else wanted you to be. I had the same thing. You know, in order for people to like me, I just wanted to be nice. I wanted to be nice so people would like me. And so I figured if I was nice, people will like me and they'll be nice back to me. It doesn't always work that way.
No,
but the way I did that was kind of like being a chameleon. Not that I wasn't sincere and not that I wasn't truthful with people, but I tried to mold myself into who they thought I was.
Exactly.
And so what a mess that made.
And that leaves you so empty, doesn't it? Yes, it leaves you so unfulfilled.
Unfulfilled and miserable. I was miserable. I was so unhappy and, unfulfilled, more unfulfilled than I could absolutely ever imagined. And the worst was I didn't know where that fulfillment would come from. I didn't know where to find it. I went 3 years that way. And I would search and I would look and I would read and I would try, and with no results, until I started connecting with who I really was, like you're saying, like you teach your clients.
Yes.
And so, and I teach my clients. So I did want to say that when we're trying to be who someone else wants us to be, and even for myself, even after having all this growth and coaching myself and receiving other coaching, there are times when that begins to come up again. You know, it's a process. It's not like I arrived to where I am and hooray and I'm perfect forever. We have to continue to be authentic. It's a daily walk. At least for me it is. I don't know about for you, Arda.
Absolutely, because we live in an expanding universe. There is no such thing as perfect. When we get what we think is going to be our perfect house, our perfect mate, as we do so, we begin to even expand that relationship and want more in that relationship and more in that home. It's an expanding universe. And so they'll always be reaching for more. But when we reach from the outside in, it does not come. When we're in touch with the inside of who we are, and from that perspective, there is no stopping what you can be and do and have. There is no limits. And
that's
coaching,
right.
Oh, the value in coaching, I hear you. Because I've not become the perfect teacher by any means. I'm not the perfect person by any means. I'm delighting in the growth that I'm experiencing every day in every way. But I couldn't imagine going more than a week without being coached myself. You cannot be subjective about or objective about a subjective happening. And the value in having a coach to help just work out the little kinks in my thinking has been invaluable.
Yes.
I mean, a dentist are going to need a dentist. Doctors need doctors. Coaches need coaches.
So true. So we need someone to see the best of us. That's the way I see it and feel
it.
Absolutely. We need someone to remind us and to reflect back to us the wonder that's inside of us and how, we don't always see that. We don't always feel that when things start to happen and life just, you know, life happens is how I say it. Life happens, things happen, and we forget. But with a coach, with a mentor, we have someone who reflects that back to us. That's absolutely beautiful. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show today, Arda. I can't tell you how beautiful it's been.
Thank you, Mari. It's been a pleasure for me. It's a joy in my fuzzy coaching booty to be here today. Thank you.
I love that. But I just want to put it on now, especially since it's been colder in Florida. It's not usually cold in Florida, but we've had 50s every night. As I know, people up north are, you know, laughing at us and saying, "We had a blizzard. What are you whining about?"
Right.
but for me, it's cold. So that cozy slipper, I'm going to remember that. That's just a beautiful way of saying it and thinking it. Let go of that glass slipper and put that cozy slipper on.
Oh,
you listeners that are out there, remember that. Thank you, everyone, for being on with us today. And reminding you that we will be back next Wednesday, 12:30 to 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, for the next airing of Dare to Be Authentic. And have a wonderful day, Arda. And thank you for being here.
Thank you, Maury. You and your audience do the same.
Thank you.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.